Yes, we're back. Better than ever. Getting ready to rank some shows.
Oh, Eric, come here.
Hi.
Hi.
I have opinions on shows.
Eric.
You can't say they're not opinions.
They are opinions. I didn't groan at the you didn't have opinions. I groaned at the fact of opinions.
Well, what can you do? We don't have very many shows left. We've got through quite a few.
Too many left. That's true. We got through a good chunk of our new shows. We got to finish off the last bit from M to Z.
So we finished one of those new shows today? Yesterday. What day is it? What year is
yesterday.
It?
Yesterday. Today is May 5th.
It is. That's right. Yep. You got married yesterday. You should have put a ring on it.
Unavailable now.
You've been unavailable for like years.
Now.
Before the ring.
Yeah. It was very good. For it being a simple walk over to the courthouse, everybody made a good effort to make it very special for us. So appreciate it. And all the support online has been very nice.
Hi, Dre.
Yeah, it was good.
What can we rank of the wedding? Let's do that.
He didn't say men. Let's get him, boys.
All right. I just want to make sure we get everyone back and everyone's able to refresh.
Indeed.
We move into things and people miss their favorite parts of the ranking, which is ranking.
Ranking.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do a recap of all the ones we've done so far. All
right.
All right. Starting at A.
S.
Of
A.
S.
B. So. C. D. E.
Where did we end with last time?
Well, we've gone through a whole lot of stuff. Yeah. We went through all of our previous stuff and then we got into the new stuff last time.
Yeah.
So we went through A through M.
Did we end with Masters of the Universe?
We were going through, we did Marvel's What If and we did Masters of the Universe, and that's where we stopped. So we haven't finished all of M. But luckily, with doing that, meant that we got to watch the whole of the next show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which was Moon Knight.
Indeed.
So we should start with some Moon Knight conversation. Right. As we said before, we try not to dive too deep into things and not spoil people, but there may be some mild spoilers as we talk a little bit here and there about stuff. Yeah. So
true.
We now have all 6 episodes under our belt.
Indeed.
So if you want to watch the ranking and not get spoiled, just mute stream and watch where we put the icon.
It's true.
We won't go into too many spoilers.
Type in chat that we're wrong.
All right. So we have the next Marvel series, or the most recent Marvel series, Moon Knight. Which we just finished up yesterday with the finale, which was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. And it's also one of those things where, like, a lot of the other stuff I was familiar with because of the MCU already.
Yeah.
But this is kind of similar for me as, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, where, like, I wasn't really familiar with what the character was.
It's the first Marvel show based on a new character, right? Is that correct?
I get what you mean, like not an established movie character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
we had Wanda, Falcon, Hawkeye.
Loki.
Like all those have been in the MCU before. So yeah, I believe so.
And it's also the first show to not really rely on the greater MCU in a way. I mean,
true.
There's not really anything that's going to be like, oh, well, you probably feel left behind because you didn't see this. You pretty much just watched Moon Knight.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Very standalone.
Contained.
Yeah. I think a lot of the other ones feel better with, you know, Falcon, Loki, WandaVision, like those kind of feed off of what has happened in the movies already.
Yeah, definitely.
Which makes sense because those characters are continuing on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's happened so recently, so I want to make sure I don't just feel like, well, because I'm still on the high of it, I don't want to give it a bias. So I feel like I want to put in B, but I feel like Oscar Isaac was so good, it's like deserving of a whole other letter grade. So I'm almost wanting to put in A.
No,
I certainly think I enjoyed it the most of the Disney Plus shows so far.
I would be upset if it's not an A.
I liked his performance a lot.
Yeah.
I liked the Egyptian-y music. Mm-hmm. I think that's maybe one of the, probably my favorite music of any of the shows I can think of.
Gotcha.
The action was solid. Sometimes very good.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes not there.
And that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't see.
No, I think the show did a really good job. I enjoy the lore that it has, which is also a little different than the lore that we've had already.
Yeah.
In MCU.
I think I need to also like either watch it again or just kind of like sit on it for a bit. So who knows if my ranking changes in the next year or so.
Sure.
But, true.
Sure, but you have another year ranking.
You're right.
We can figure that out next year.
Yeah.
I do like a lot of the stuff that they did in the show. I don't think I have too many issues with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as a whole, I could see it being an A. Like, I definitely enjoy, like, Punisher,
yeah,
Daredevil, you know, like some of these, yeah, other shows that are up in there with superhero shows and whatnot. And I think it was pretty solid, you know, overall for the show that it was.
Gotcha. I say A.
I think I'm okay with putting it in A tier.
Rick?
I think he said A. I think it goes in B for me. I think most of the Marvel shows live in C.
Yeah.
But I think that one and maybe Loki live in B for me. But I think Moon Knight is a very solid upper tier B.
All right. Well, with that, then I guess with three A's, we'll put it in A for now.
The A's have it.
And then we'll revisit that one next year. That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, sure.
Like what we think about, because we, like I said, we just finished that one yesterday.
Recency bias and all that, we can move that where we unemotionally believe that it resides later.
And that's our only MCU show in A.
Well, yes and no.
Yeah, sure.
We'll have to revisit that one next year.
Next year.
All right. Well, the next one, then that finishes up all the M's. So out of new shows that we've reacted to, the next one is One Piece.
Oh,
One Piece.
Now, I don't know if this falls in a category of like, you know, we've only seen 5 episodes of it.
Yep.
Except for Rick has seen more.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen quite a bit more. I'm in Water 7, which is hundreds of episodes in.
I just feel like it's too soon to call and we should try again in a couple years.
Yeah,
revisit it next year.
Yeah, I mean to be fair, Rick has ranked things just by himself.
I have,
and
but I am nowhere close to finishing this.
Yeah,
one.
True. Sure. This might be TBD.
The thing, I don't want to say too much about it. It goes above Naruto for me.
Yeah,
I mean the episodes I watched, I thought were really good.
No,
like, I enjoyed them.
I really enjoyed them a lot.
I thought the pacing of those episodes were really good.
I like the intro.
The intro was fun.
The intro is so fun.
The intro reminds me of like an. Like 90s cartoon. Okay. Like, I don't know. It's great.
It's almost up there with Put Your Grasses On.
Put Your Grasses On.
I am insulted.
I love that song, though.
Hey, I didn't say down there. I said up there. It's on the other scale. It's on the enjoyment scale, not the actually good or bad scale.
Yeah, I just have so much fun watching One Piece. And it's great to be able to rewatch it with you guys. That'll happen forever.
For the rest of our lives.
So,
or a small part of our lives if we can extend it by a lot.
I think since we have Community and TBD, I think putting in TBD, considering we only have 5 episodes of it. Now, I mean, we only watched 6 episodes of Moon Knight, but that was the entirety of,
yeah,
the,
sure,
show,
of the season.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't scratched a surface.
No, not much. But I will say what I watched of it so far,
yeah,
I'd probably lean, like, and I can only credit 5 episodes.
Yeah.
But I'd probably lean higher to like, at least B, maybe, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I enjoyed it, and I thought it was fun, and I enjoyed the voice actors for it. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I definitely thought it was pretty good. But yeah, I'd say probably TBD for now.
Yeah, I'm fine with it being in TBD. I think I also lean towards A, but I think it gets better as it goes on.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. And that's, I mean, with not knowing how the episodes go, yeah, I don't know if the story is better or worse, if the pacing gets better or worse. Like, yeah, something that goes on that long, I'm,
well,
sure pacing...
to be fair, I'm also skipping the filler at home,
sure,
except for one arc I watched.
Like, okay.
Gotcha.
Figuring out the pacing and stuff with that is, like, there's bound to be a lot of filler and a lot of pacing issues, yeah, I imagine, at some points, you know? But if you can skip that stuff, it's probably not as bad.
All right, we will revisit next year.
All right, we will revisit later. Next up is Peacemaker.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm not really sure where I wanted to put this.
Yeah.
One. This one, I'm not really, I don't know. It's, I think some of it too is also like, it has a little bit of that cringe humor, I think, too, with it.
Sure.
Which I like, but also,
you're not a cringe guy.
Don't enjoy,
yeah,
as much.
Yeah.
Sure.
You couldn't really,
I really like Peacemaker.
No, like, and enjoy it.
Sure. Yeah. But I do think it does some things that, like, not a lot of other, like, superhero-y type shows, mm-hmm, do.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
It's a very easy A for me, Peacemaker. I really enjoyed it. I've revisited a lot of scenes, actually. I think I enjoyed them even more the second time. Once you zero in on Gunn's style, I think it really flourishes.
Sure.
All the characters and really develop.
Gunn does a good job with a lot of his stuff that I've seen so far.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that.
Yeah. It, you know, as other, and it's, you have to put, quote, superhero properties, you kind of wait around for the things that you want to see, but I think Peacemaker makes you want to see those wait around moments more than the actual, those big moments, you know?
Sure.
Someone else should get it, Rick?
Well, Rick's not talking about Peacemaker, so he's,
that's true.
He's walking away.
Yeah. Sorry, we had a doorbell.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The idea of Peacemaker and the things it does, I think, is really cool. It also pushes a little further, you know, than like most properties,
oh, yeah.
I feel like, you know?
Definitely.
With either language or just content in general.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah. It definitely touches on some subjects where other shows would be maybe too scared, or like, we can't open that box of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's not dive too deep into it.
Get back to our storyline kind of thing.
One of the best live action openings of all time.
The opening is...
Especially as you...
We're like, what the heck is this?
I know.
And also, as we watch it more, we're like, oh, that's what this is.
It's so brilliant that in its emotionless puppet-like dancing, it fits everything.
Sure. It's really cool.
It's such a strange... unique tone.
Each time you watched it, Peacemaker, you yourself were putting things into Peacemaker's face that weren't there.
Sure, yeah. And the cast was really
and
good,
the cast.
Too.
Oh,
right?
Great cast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think they all did really well. It was crazy seeing, what's his name?
Robert Patrick.
Yeah. Seeing him play that role.
Yep.
Was very interesting.
That scene.
He did it very well, which also made me hate him so much, too.
But that, like, he got like worse and worse and worse as we went, and where we ended up with him is really exciting for more eventually, I think. But that I love that scene in the prison when Vigilante goes in and is talking with all the white supremacists. It's just such a great, great scene because you have that crazy, self-confident Vigilante just saying whatever the fuck he wanted to him. It's so good.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's an easy A for me. It's not an S. I can't put it up on an S, but I can definitely have it up there with everything else that's an A.
I think I'll give it an A due to Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, it's an A for me as well. Just the places that it took me, and then the path that it gave me to find my way back. it was pretty good.
No, yeah. I think I'm fine with that. I think I can go with A.
And also another show that we finished up kind of recently, so be curious to see where I am next year too. But
sure. How much does it stay in my mind? Because there's some shows where I'm like, man, I have not thought about this until just this moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, no. I enjoy a lot of what they had in there. So, yeah, I could say probably A. If it's not an A, I don't think it's S.
No.
But I don't really want to drop it down too much, really, either. Because like, the stuff it did, I thought it did pretty well.
I want to reward it for how well it did.
And the end was pretty interesting and surprising.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Yeah, I'll go with A.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Unanimous.
Let's move on to the next one, which is an interesting one.
Mm.
This is going to be the Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah.
That we watched, which I think was...
Infinite Darkness?
What'd you say?
Infinite Darkness?
I believe that's right.
It
was
like
a four episode? It wasn't very long.
It was very short. I think
very
it was
short.
Four episodes.
Which I think it was originally going to be like a movie.
Sure.
But then they turned it into...
Yeah, it was four episodes, Resident Evil Infinite Darkness.
We have said that fear line so many times.
Now, I went into it having never experienced a Resident Evil thing.
Sure.
Other than just like every once in a while, you guys are like, oh, this is like Resident Evil. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know? So for me, I had fun with those reactions, but... This isn't very high for me.
No, I feel like it doesn't... If you're not familiar with the characters, it really doesn't do much for you. I feel like the story was kind of terrible, to be honest.
I mean, I think my favorite thing was Leon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the rat part was fun.
Watching Leon be a badass is always a treat.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that a lot. And I liked a lot of the visual stylings of it as well. I thought it looked really good in some scenes.
It looked like an entire, like, movie-length feature of cutscenes.
Yeah.
As,
like,
as far as the art and the voices and stuff like that, it was great. I loved it, but it was so hokey at times. it may have actually made me enjoy it more.
Which, to be fair, the games are pretty hokey too a lot of the time.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like the stories in the games I can follow along with a little bit better. Maybe not from game to game, but at least within the game.
Yeah,
you know, I've watched some like Degeneration. Mm-hmm. The movie is really good, and I really enjoyed that. And it, within its own self-contained storyline, I feel like it fits really well.
Yeah.
This one here, like there was some interesting stuff, but it kind of jumped a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I enjoyed the story as much. And if it wouldn't have been that it was Resident Evil with Leon, I might have enjoyed it even less.
Definitely.
Know?
Agreed.
Though I don't know if you could tell the same story not in Resident Evil. You probably could. You could probably just make up some, like, zombie kind of storyline kind of stuff and whatnot, but...
I mean, they did that with the Resident Evil movie.
I mean, they definitely took it off on its own thing.
Yeah.
With the Resident Evil name, but they didn't have the main characters and stuff there either, so... They should have a few show up here and there, I suppose, but... I think, I may put this at D.
I was gonna say D.
Being that the only reason I really watched it and the stuff I enjoyed was mainly because of, like, Leon and Claire, I guess. You know, like...
Yeah.
A lot of other elements of it I don't like as much. Animation was fine.
But. Yeah, I think D as well. Like, it's so short, it can't be too offensive.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it didn't force me to watch it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think D is fine.
Yeah, I would also put it in D.
I definitely wanted more out of it. But
yeah, I'm a big Resident Evil fan. Would have loved to see more, but
sure.
Maybe
and
that
a big
live
Resident
action
Evil
show
fan might have put it lower on the list because it didn't deliver.
Maybe, yeah.
But
yeah, D. I mean, it doesn't have a whole lot that redeemed it for me, but it wasn't so bad that I have to go lower the D. So D.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah,
like there's definitely worse things I've watched.
But for me, it was extra stuff for something that I have no basis in.
Yeah, just kind of generic zombie stuff with nonsensical plot.
I did love that line, though.
Yep.
I think about that often.
Which line was it?
The one about
fear. You know how fear starts. Or you know how terror starts, rather?
Yep. Starts with fear.
Same as everything
fear.
Else.
Oh.
No, that's a different one, Aaron. That's a different terrible line.
Let's move on, then. Next up after Resident Evil is going to be Squid Game.
Ooh, Squid Game.
Oh. From Man, Korea. That's a show I haven't thought about a lot.
How did you not think about that?
Well, it came and it went. You know?
It did.
It was over in a flash.
But it also broke your ankle.
It did.
That's
and
true.
I've blocked that memory out.
I really like Squid Game. I mean,
Squid Game's an F.
I think Squid Game started strong and teetered off as it went on. I think that's its biggest sin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it did have a pretty strong start.
Like, I think where it like petered off in mystery and intrigue and what the fuck is going on? How did we get here? Like, it adds in another column of just the characters and the investment that you feel. Like, the Marble Game episode was great. Not our rendition of it. The actual episode. That was crazy. Like, how much we felt for these characters that...
Yeah.
Yep. Sure. Like, we liked so many of them. It wasn't like there was one character we're like, oh, that's the best one. There's, like, elements of liking this, hating that, being upset at this and that, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it had really strong performances. I think it had a very defined visual styling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the use of color and the different cinematography with the composition of the shots and things, I think was really well done. I don't know where I rank it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it got Aaron over his fear of subtitles.
Got me over my fear.
That's something.
It still is just, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm trying to watch, I'm trying to take notes, I'm missing things when I do. Sometimes I just don't write anything.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a thing, I think it was like in Moon Knight when they were doing other language stuff. It's like, I really want to write this down, but I'm not going to know what they're saying if I look down to make sure I'm writing my notes. So.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think what I can do, like, it's not an F. I don't think it's an E. I don't think it's a D. I think I'm at least C or above for me. Like, I mean, at least, I think it's at least average. Now it's a matter of like how average or above average is the show.
I think the first half of it was at an A, and then I think the second half of it put it down to B for me. It's like a low B, I would say.
I think it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm somewhere in the B and C range, I think.
Yeah. Like, trying to think, like, it's not an S for me. No. I think B and C really fits well. Like, I think it was at least average. I think the ending, at least. I think the ending can fit with, like, an average show of what they do. But I think the beginning is better than what most shows typically do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, for me, I think the, like, the skill involved in making it and the performances raise it up for me. So I think it might end up living in B.
There were some really good performances.
Really good performances. And then, you know, a language that we're not understanding.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters were just, I think they were good. Like, I think they were done well. They give you enough information for them and stuff, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of stuff that they have. Yeah, I think B at least would be good then. I think I can push it out of C. Just because of like the good parts, the things I love about it, I think are better.
And
than
that theme
most.
Is just stuck in my head as well.
The theme song?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of it. Eric, what's the theme song for Squid Game?
You're
always good with theme songs.
Well, I think of the doll singing or whatever. I don't know the words.
Are those the words?
That's what I think of.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. I think I'm around a B. I think I'm okay.
Really
there.
Put on the spot there.
No, I like it in B as well.
What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, low B for me.
Low B?
Yep.
All right. Well, we will move that into B. We might need to take a break for a second while we try to figure out what's going on.
Yep.
I think there might be an issue with our PC itself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I don't want to push in too far and it be more distracting than a conversation or anything, too. So
we could just come over and share your cameras. Share the mic.
Just share. We could share, I suppose.
Or we could take it down. We'll probably have to reseat that card.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Aaron, coming up, though.
Coming up.
When Blind Wave comes back with ranking.
Do you know what's next?
Yeah.
Next, we hit into the category of Star Wars.
Star Wars. We have a couple.
We do.
Surprisingly. All right, we'll be right back. Refresh!
Hello, everyone. Welcome
Refresh.
To the Blind Wave Podcast.
Refresh,
where we
Aaron.
Are ranking all remaining shows that we've reacted to.
Refresh. Can you hear me?
Well,
you find my cable?
We're back.
I'll tell them to
refresh. We're back,
everybody.
Why couldn't this have happened tomorrow?
No, Pokemon must keep going. We could possibly end tomorrow, Rick.
No,
before,
we have
but if
all
we don't,
Kanto. Why do you keep telling him that?
If we don't,
you're lying to me.
He loves false hope.
We can get through Kanto quick.
Pokemon Gold and Silver. I know.
He knows it's all of Kanto still there.
Aaron. I wanted to be like, oh yeah, you're right. Let's have as long as we can, and then we have vacation, and then he comes back and like, what are we doing now? And we're like Pokemon.
We're like, we beat it, and then we come back like more Pokemon. Actually, it would be great if we beat the Johto tomorrow. Anyway,
yeah.
All right, I get to rank things. That makes me happy.
We do, Rick.
Yes.
We do something that Eric doesn't enjoy as much today. We do something that you don't enjoy as much tomorrow.
That is what marriage is all about.
Yes, it is.
Wait.
Wait a minute. I was married to Eric just a little bit ago.
Yes.
Yeah, you missed it. You guys missed another conversation.
You didn't miss it. All right. I started out, what was it? Flash?
Flash or Superman?
Or Superman. I was like, anyway, yeah, we were late because we got married. And Aaron, I said, we. Aaron goes, yeah.
And he's just like, yeah.
Eric is just a sound Hashira.
Yes, I am.
All right. I want to make sure everyone's back. Fancy. And everything's good.
Flashy.
Before we move on.
No, I'm good. I used our time off to order all the new Vintage Series and Black Series figures.
Oh, these are the ones without plastic?
Pre-order. That's what you're doing all next week?
Yeah, how do you rank the decision to change up the boxes?
Well, no. E, because it's for the environment. All right. Let's get back to it. Speaking
everyone
of Star
good?
Wars.
We got everyone back.
I'm here.
Refresh and make sure that things are looking all right. I think we're okay. All right. So, speaking of Star Wars.
Yes.
Let's start off with Star Wars The Bad Batch.
Ooh, Bad Batch. We haven't rated The Bad Batch yet?
No, I think that happened right after we rated last time, right?
Either shortly after or perhaps it started during.
Yeah.
Goodness.
But where do we put
Bad Batch.
The first season of Bad Batch?
Heck. Ricky.
I will say, I've been watching through Star Wars with my kids, and
yeah.
We were going through... Leon and Coulson already saw some, so with Kanan and Ayla, they haven't seen much, so we're going chronologically through everything.
Gotcha.
And I think the first thing that really caught like Kanan and Ayla's attention was mm-hmm. Bad Batch. They enjoyed it so much compared to like even Clone Wars. Like Clone Wars they watched and stuff,
good.
But they really liked Bad Batch.
That's good.
Yeah. It kind of surprised me a little bit.
I feel like it's... relatively standalone, but they've been watching the other stuff too, right?
Yeah, we've been watching everything going up through. I don't know. I mean, it is standalone, but also like I think it feeds really well to where if you watched Clone Wars and stuff, you know, it.
Yeah,
it really just feeds off of everything mm-hmm. that's prequel era. You know.
Yeah, I mean, it just mm-hmm. feels like more Clone Wars for me, really. In
it,
a way,
it really does.
So I mean, that's probably where I would rank it.
Yeah, so, I would put it in a high.
I mean,
a
it doesn't have the
well.
The lows that Clone Wars has.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, it is ongoing as well. There will always be more, so that we can always judge it later, too. But, I mean, it's a beautiful show. Sound design's amazing. Music is great.
Like season 12 Clone Wars
yeah.
graphics.
When the Bad Batch showed up in the Clone Wars, that you know that final season, I liked it. But it, like, I was like, an entire show about this? I don't know. And it actually exceeded my expectations about that. So
yeah.
Yeah, we have Clone Wars and Rebels in A, and this is...
And you know what? Bad Batch takes place right in between the both of them.
It does. I would give it an A myself, being the Star Wars biased person I am.
Nerd!
You know, for as biased as we are, I feel like we don't have as much Star Wars in S tier as we should then.
Sure.
Maybe.
yeah, it's because we're conscientious. Biasers.
I mean, there's know. Also...
I'll tell you what. In my solo one that I was working on, I
yeah.
did not have every Star Wars show in S.
Sure.
You know? Like
yeah.
I was like,
oh, no. Yeah, I get you. Yeah, it would have been easy A for me.
I mean, it doesn't have the lows of Clone Wars, but it doesn't have the highs either. It
doesn't have the extreme highs. It's got some good highs.
Yeah.
It's got some highs.
Yeah.
But
some good highs are good. Having none of the big lows, though, is better. You know, and it's only been one season too. I'll be interested in seeing like next season.
Yeah,
like next year.
I imagine if my ranking is going to change, it'd definitely be next year.
Yeah,
yeah.
I say A sounds fine.
Yeah,
let's do that. Let's do an
shove
A.
It in A.
Anyone have an objection to A?
I do not object.
The A's have it.
Do it.
Where's the gavel?
Prop room.
I had it earlier.
It's true. I tried to give it to the judge.
You yeah. were going to give it as a gift to him. Him, of all people,
sure
has one.
He does.
But his is smaller than ours.
And the judge can't take gifts.
He would have to turn it over to the county, which would
they're
then,
not allowed.
Which would then equip him with the gavel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, we finished one Star Wars. Moving on to the next Star Wars, The Book of Boba Fett.
Ooh.
Hey!
Oh, man.
Boba Fett!
So,
some things that I've wanted to see on film for Star Wars forever.
Yeah.
And we got
in this
to see
series.
It.
I was not disappointed
yep.
with what
not
I saw.
Yep.
No, I mean, there's some really good stuff. I love some of the flashback stuff that he had, too. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some really good things. Like
the way he says Tatooine.
I'm doing the sons of Tatooine.
I love it. Tim Morrison. That's the best thing is Tim Morrison.
Tusken Raiders character.
A lot of character in this first two episodes. Yeah. Hell yeah.
If you watch that compared to like what you learn of them from like episode four,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so different.
Or episode three.
Yeah. Like it's a lot more contained than The Mandalorian, but it still has world building despite that.
Sure, yeah.
Now, it's a very divisive show. A lot of people have very strong opinions. I have seen most of the criticism for it, and I have dismissed it. No, I haven't. All criticism is valid, obviously. And if you want to have more talk about criticism when it comes to Star Wars, both valid and not, we haven't announced on this podcast, but we will be actually... We talked about this in Kenobi. We're going to be starting a Star Wars dedicated podcast at the end of this month where you can talk about all this kind of stuff and more called Badunkagunk. So
Badunkagunk
we invite
podcast.
You there to talk about various things. And I'm sure we'll have some type of like open question thing where we can talk more about Book of Boba Fett. But this is about just our opinions here. And for me, it's an A. Right across the board.
Right across the board?
Yep.
Sure. I mean, criticisms, there were some episodes being like, well, you need more Boba in this Boba Fett, you know, TV show. But
yeah.
I also think with where it came from, like you wouldn't have had it had you not had like some of the other characters and stuff that showed up and whatnot.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff they did was great. And I love this story that they give to Boba Fett. I know a lot of people were upset, but I think what they did is they gave more to a character that was essentially
a void.
Nothing. You know, like...
A mystery to everyone at Lucasfilm being like, why do they care?
Hey, now, the holiday special submitted that character.
Sure.
It did.
I mean, originally he was going to be like a super commando kind of thing, right? Like, he wasn't even going to be a bounty hunter until they turned him into
a bounty
hunter.
He was going to be an Imperial super commando, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, super having, trooper. Having, like, the story kind of flesh out who this character is, who barely talked, who we didn't really know in previous movie stuff, I mean, sure, there's been comics and stuff, too.
Sure.
He's done some really cool stuff in the comics. But they also took some of that and used some of it and didn't use others.
Yeah.
I feel like I liked every episode, but I really liked two episodes.
Sure. I think I definitely liked every episode. I mean, I didn't like
every part of every episode, but as a whole, I think I liked every episode.
Yeah, there's nothing in there that was like, this doesn't belong in Star Wars, so... Every part, I think. I love the mods. I love the, what was the rapper's name? Or the bassist's name? That was the big yellow dreadlocks. There's a lot of things in there. People were like, this isn't Star Wars that I disagreed with. But I loved Fennec being in there. Yeah, I like Moochie. Or not Moochie. They never named his Rancor, right?
I don't remember a name.
But it had Danny Trejo in it. It had it gave the wider audience a look into Black Chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
It's a lot of really fun things in there.
Eric, talking Rebo. About Black Chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
What would you rank the action figure?
F. The action
Agreed.
Figure that's coming out for Black Chrysanthemum is a travesty, and it honestly takes this ranking down. B!
No!
I think it's a B for me.
B for you?
A for me.
A for you?
It's an A for
Thundercat,
me.
That's
A
right.
A for you? I definitely think I enjoyed Mandalorian more.
Mm. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what all I don't like about it. I think music was great. I love getting to the end and hearing the music again and being like, oh.
Hearing the full version of the song.
You know? Like, that was so cool to have that.
I like that,
there,
like,
you know?
Polynesian like, choir, you know? Yeah.
I
love the way Tim was able to bring a lot of his like Polynesian culture into what Boba Fett learns from, which is this other Tusken culture.
Sure. And I really love the Tuskens in that. Mm-hmm. I love what they did with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see where some people think
I love that
yeah,
beam.
Yeah.
I think I understand some people thinking it should be a B and whatnot, but I think for me, no, I think A works for me. And if it's my bias, then well,
I
this is
fully
my list.
Support those people putting it wherever they want to on their list.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if we're gonna vote, I think I'd vote A, A and A,
A
and a one B, yeah,
one B.
So we'll put it into A for now.
Ab.
Maybe come next year we'll have some other thoughts, some other shows that we put it up towards and stuff, and maybe move things around. But
I also, and I, a lot of people will say like bias, but I feel like I can defend all of my positions pretty well. So we'll have to again do that on
Maybe
Badonkagonk.
Maybe we can visit that in the Badonkagonk podcast.
Yes, sir.
It'd be fun to have like it just dedicate. Here's the Boba Fett podcast. We're gonna talk about everything, dive deep, take questions, all that kind of stuff. So
yes, sir.
Make sure you guys follow here because we'll be having it here live with questions. It'll be fun. All right. We still aren't done with Star Wars. We have more Star Wars to get to. Next up, we're going to go to Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Star Wars, Clone Wars. Not Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Star Wars, Clone Wars.
Star Wars.
In that case, we should have done that before Bad Batch. But
yeah, you're right.
Just yesterday, we released the two micro-series, like, films almost that they have. But these were released as small shows, small episodes.
They were.
And we watched the entirety of, two seasons, I guess, right?
Yep. We did it over the course of 2 days, but you guys got to see the reactions all yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love watching the support for those old shows.
Sure.
Man, because of, like, I feel like the format hampers it. Like, I feel like it could have been so much more.
Sure.
If it hadn't have been a micro-series, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if the prequels had been more like that.
Like, there's this thing that I don't like about it. But if the thing that I like less had been more like it.
Yeah. So, I had a lot of fun watching The Clone Wars.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's a cartoon. We talked about it, how it's like, you know, the Jedi in there and the abilities that we see people use. It's like a legend
of
what really happened. And then just some fantastic animation from Gendy. Some awesome sound. Like, so many of those was just sound and music and no dialogue. Like, Fordo just whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah.
Some awesome new villains.
Introduced a lot of concepts, including those villains. Asajj Ventress, who's a staple in The Clone Wars, is introduced in that show.
Yeah. You also get to see a General Grievous there.
You see General Grievous. Definitely. Dirge. You guys like Dirge?
Yeah.
And the Dirge's Lance.
Oh,
is the name of that maneuver.
I think some of the stuff they do in that is really good, and I really enjoyed a lot of it, and some of the stories and everything.
Yeah,
I do think that me, having not seen it back when it first came out, I'm like, a constant for me was like thinking of where the lore is now with things versus where it's at with that. So like some things like would take me out and be like, but that's weird.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't how it should happen or is yada yada. So, but that doesn't mean I don't think the animation was good or that episodes were done well or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I get Rick too, like, it would have been pretty cool if they would have made like a series of that instead of it being like short 3-minute episodes or something like that, having like here's a 20-minute episode of these, you know? So
it has some of my favorite cartoon moments in Star Wars, like just a blast in the building and C-3PO just like screaming out of it. Ah! You know? His reveal of his golden body.
Yeah.
But then like there's this stuff like Anakin versus Asajj on Yavin 4. There's Grievous getting crushed by Mace Windu and that fight. Him
all
taking
Grievous.
Yeah, all of Grievous.
He's never been better.
He's literally never been better. Though I still like sniveling, running Grievous. That one is way more frightening. But yeah, like it you know, the Clone Wars show stands on the shoulders of some work that it did. But
and I think Star Wars has never felt bigger.
It has a huge scale.
You mean like when they would be like, we're going to space to fight, and there was just like a
ship.
There's like 2,000 torrent starfighters.
So many, you know, droids or whatever. Uh-huh. It's just, it felt like a war.
Yep.
Yeah, especially with the quick cutting back and forth between the storylines and stuff. Like, we had a lot of simultaneous storylines going on in Clone Wars.
Yep.
But Clone Wars storylines seemed like they were happening all at the same time. And it made the universe very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you blink, you're going to miss something and lose a battle and lose ground.
Sure.
Like, there was definitely, like, urgency in those episodes.
I think my favorite segment of it is the Battle of Coruscant.
Coruscant battle.
They have with that. Yeah. I think that's my favorite, but also I think it's also that it's not, like, everything they show there's nothing to contradict it anywhere. I think that's why I enjoyed it so much, because it's like, this isn't anything I've really seen somewhere else, you know? And I think I really like that in that story bit.
I really like Anakin's trial of the spirit that he has on Nelvan.
That's true.
I mean, I love the lore of Mortis, but in terms of what Anakin goes through and then forgets or whatever, I think I actually kind of prefer Ghost Hand, because he is the hero to those people, but we see in that vision what taking that power does.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
I think that's one of my favorite parts of that show.
I do like that too. That was really cool.
And it just laid into the Hayden impression so
it
hard.
Did,
yeah.
Master.
I think it might be my favorite animated Star Wars thing we watched.
Wow, yeah. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of time to mess up.
Wow.
Not that Clone Wars ever messed up, but it would have some episodes where it's like, R2 and 3PO are getting fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, the Clone Wars micro series is probably at a B.
A B?
I don't think I enjoyed it as much as I do like Rebels and Clone Wars. But I think I enjoyed it more than most shows and stuff. Like, I thought it was fun. I mean, maybe it's because it's Star Wars and whatnot, but I also enjoyed the animation-y look and style to it and everything. And I think there's some really good, like, story stuff that I really like. There's some other ones that I'm like, I don't enjoy this part so much.
Sure.
But I enjoy other things a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like, I love Gendy, like, having his own vision and stuff, but there's a few of those where I'm like, this seems silly to me, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So,
like Mace Windu taking out 3,000 B2 battle droids.
No, that's awesome.
Okay, Mace Windu taking control through wires, a vulture droid.
That was silly.
So great.
Great, right?
That was silly.
So that was silly, but was the 3PO revealing himself to jazz music, was that silly? Because you enjoyed that.
That was silly.
No, that's 3PO.
sorry, jazz music.
I guess things like that one there is like, that seems a little odd.
Yeah.
Or like, how does this work in a lore perspective? And it took me out for me, which was weird, maybe. But I also like... Oh, well, here's what I picture knights to be. They're on speeders with lances. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
No, I get
but
you.
But it's also weird for me, too. So
having Star Wars as a singular vision, as opposed to like, well, now it's not, you know, I won't say it's made by committee, but there's a lot of people putting in input, directors, designers, and stuff like that.
Sure.
Like, it's all on Gendy for that thing, right? Like, Lucas barely had any, like, you know, involvement. There was a couple things I think Lucas was like, you can't do that.
Sure.
You know? But he had a lot of control, so I love it in that regard. It feels like it's a Gendy show.
I definitely feel like this is one of those things where it's like, for me, these are the things I don't like. Like, Rick doesn't like the mods in Boba Fett, right?
Sure.
But, like, I don't
like... the mods on Tatooine, but yeah.
Sure, yeah. But, like that part seems weird, right? But for me, like, Mace grabbing wires and then just controlling a droid fighter seems... Like, I love the concept idea.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds cool. Like, it's like a chariot.
Mm-hmm.
But in execution, I feel like it's a weird thing to do,
yeah.
You know? So, like, I feel like it's one of those. But I feel like I have more information to justify my stance than hating mods.
Yeah.
But I'll probably go with B, though. So
I get what you mean. Like, like Mace Windu controlling that droid works on, like, you don't like that on any planet.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, how does that work? Like,
I think
in, like... If I have some reasoning to...
So this guy knows Shatterpoint, and
but
then
like,
he's going
to... Like, I'm pretty sure that's canon. It's in the Fantasy Flight RPG.
Probably possible that you're
that
able to do something.
Mean?
I'm pretty sure all that's canon.
I don't know. I'll hear what some other people think of...
We'll talk about it more
rankings.
On Badunkagonk.
Badunkagonk.
Yeah, indeed. Check it out.
So, Aaron, you were a B. What about you guys?
I'm at a B as well.
B?
I think I give it an A.
I'm at an A
I just
as well.
Love... things that have such a strong singular vision. Like, I love Hideo Kojima games, and I love that vision of Clone Wars because of Gendy's vision.
Yeah.
So, A for me.
Yeah, I'm also out of A, because, I mean, I have loved that show for... I mean, it came out in 2003. Like, I've loved that for a long time. So it's very dear to me as well. If there's going to be a bias... it's to that than any other Star Wars property probably that we have on this list. But I think it earns that spade, so I'm an A. It's not an S for me, but I'm an A. We have a tie break, and you have Calvin on your side, so...
Damn it, Smash.
Smash.
I thought chat
Smash
was
rules.
Breaking the tie.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, you're right.
Well, what
know.
Did chat vote? Did chat vote? Did we have a vote? I don't know if we had a poll. They said A. Which works with Smash 2, so I concede the A.
Smash!
All right, so we'll move Star Wars Micro Clone Wars into the A category with
and
most
I also,
of the other Star Wars shows.
I finished with saying I really want to watch Primal sometime.
Me too.
That's Gendy's new series.
I don't know what that is.
Me yeah. too.
Is that about animals?
I want to watch Samurai Jack again.
Yep. It's also a great show.
Huh.
I haven't seen the new Samurai Jack.
I haven't either.
Well, speaking of samurais and Jacks, I don't know how that
Jacks? Goes.
I'm going to transition into... We have one more Star Wars, which had some samurais in it. Star Wars Visions.
Visions.
Man. Another anthology show.
It is.
Yeah, which are tough to rate.
Very tough. Because there's fantastic ones, and then there's ones that are like, eh.
There was a couple D episodes.
Yeah.
There was a couple S episodes.
There was one that was like an E.
Like, where do we have What If?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like...
There's one I just didn't like at all.
What If's
yeah.
in B.
Okay.
Black Mirror's in C, which is our other anthology
sure.
kind of show.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's like, I'd say probably like three. How many were there? Eight? Nine?
Nine
of them?
I think
right?
there were nine episodes.
I think there were nine.
Yeah.
I want to say like three or four of them I really liked. And there was like one. There's one especially that I just did not like.
The last one?
I'm trying to think if I can name.
No, I don't think it was the last one.
Not necessarily name, but like describe all the episodes. And I think I could come pretty close, which yeah. I think speaks a lot to the show.
Yeah, just to go over it real quick, we had The Duel, Tatooine Rhapsody, The Twins, The Village Bride, The Ninth Jedi, Toby, T-O-B-1, The Elder, Lopin Ocho, and Akakiri. So we did have nine.
I think there was only one that I didn't like.
I know Aaron didn't like The Twins. That's the one that you didn't like, right?
I did not like The Twins.
Yeah.
Twins I thought was too much. But I know Rick liked that one.
I did.
He thought
I liked
one,
The Twins.
He thought that one was enough.
Yeah, it was. It was Star Wars if it was Gurren Lagann.
I really enjoyed the, what was the one with all the, was it Nine, the Nine or
the
something?
Nine the Ninth Jedi.
The Ninth Jedi.
That was the 20-minute long
I
one.
I liked
which
that
was
one a lot.
Technically...
That was the one that was two episodes into one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really liked that one. Mm-hmm. That one was really cool.
That one was incredible.
The Duel was pretty cool. Good. I liked that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tatooine Rhapsody was kind of in the middle for me. Like, I think it was a fun episode. Like, I didn't hate it.
Hey,
you
sure.
know? Like, I thought it was good. Like, maybe B or something like that for that.
Yep.
Toby the one was okay.
The Village Bride.
Yeah,
I did like Village
good.
Bride.
Village
I liked
Bride
a lot
was
of the
pretty cool
stuff
too.
In the Village Bride
too.
Village Bride was really, really cool.
I liked Toby.
Toby was more of an Astro Boy thing, but I liked that. The Elder, I really enjoyed.
Yep.
Lopin Ocho was like. Ironically, one of the most Star Wars for me in terms of
it definitely
like
had
family and
yeah, it had those tones.
I don't remember the ninth one.
You don't remember?
It might not bode well for it. I don't know.
It's probably my least favorite.
Yeah,
I actually
think
the
ninth
I like Twins better
well.
Than that one. But that one is the one where a guy you know ends up turning to the dark side and joining that Sith lady.
Okay, I think I kind of remember that one.
He ends up accidentally kills
gotcha.
The girl or whatever.
And then the Elder was kind of like the Qui-Gon Obi-Wan thing, right? Like that one was okay.
That one was fun.
I like some of it. And
I love
there's
the,
some of it I don't.
I
like
love
so
the Elder, the bad guy in that.
Hmm. There's some really good stuff that I really like.
Yeah. No, I mean, just looking here, and we have nine. There's two that I'm like, eh. But all the other ones are pretty good here. I mean, I wouldn't mind just ranking these.
Sure.
As individual things.
We'll have to do that.
Then we have to break Black Mirror out.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm between A and a B just because of the two that I didn't love.
I think I'm between C and B.
I would go B if you go B.
I think I'm at a B.
Where's Calvin?
Hmm. Yeah, I was between an A and a B. Probably leaning more towards B, just because of the ones that I didn't like. I completely forgot about them. Like, you guys were describing the last one, I was like...
I remembered all but the last
that
one.
That doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yeah, I could remember all of them but the last one off the top of my head.
I think I've watched all of them at least three times, and then a couple of them a couple more times.
Yeah.
I also want to check out the novel that came out based on The Duel.
On The Duel one? Yeah, I haven't read that one yet or anything.
Yeah.
But if I had to, or pick one to continue, it's definitely The Ninth Jedi.
That was probably my favorite out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one, like, it just added some things to, like, story-wise. I'm like, this could be really cool and tell some really cool stories, you know? So I think, man, we have so much stuff in B, but I think I'm okay with B.
Yep.
That's because you guys are fools about ReZero and lives in A, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, that would fix all of B. Right?
It would.
That one.
It would.
I still think, like, I know we watch a lot of good shows because people recommend the good stuff. Yeah. I still feel like I need to bell curve it out.
Whenever I'm ranking something, I don't honestly, other than like just trying to see my enjoyment of stuff around it, I don't really think about how much is in there. It goes where it goes.
Sure, but there needs to be like an average. And honestly, our average is in the BA area.
Yeah.
Which means that means we need to just kind of shove that down, put more stuff lower, and expand out.
It just means I generally like things more than I dislike them.
No, that's not what it means.
It just means that people pick good shows for us most times.
No, you're not understanding.
No, I get it. No, you're just incorrect.
No. All right, so we're going with B.
You're like one of my students trying to get me to bell curve.
Right.
Like, ha,
like
you
the
fool.
Only reason that I would bell curve is if I wanted you to pass.
All right, so B for Star Wars Visions, then? Are we all good
with
that?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Stamp.
All right. Well, that concludes all of the Star Wars categories.
Oh, okay.
So if you are interested in more Star Wars conversations,
yeah,
we may have more here, but we will definitely have more in the Badonka Gonk podcast, so make sure you tune in for that.
Yep.
Follow here.
Yep.
Badonka Gonk.
Badonka Gonk. It will be a Star Wars podcast.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, I hope everyone enjoys it and shows up for the first episode because I'm excited. All right, well, moving out of Star Wars, our next one is going to be Teen Titans.
Yeah,
Teen Titans. Mm-hmm.
And when you guys were talking about Young Justice, like last week, I was confused. I was like, "Oh no, Teen Titans is great."
Yeah,
Young Justice is in C right now.
Yeah,
which I've not seen, so I cannot compare. Mm-hmm. But Teen Titans has gotten stronger for me as it went on. I think we've watched its strongest season. Like, I think the last season we watched was the strongest.
The best one yet?
Yeah.
Season 4?
Sure. I think 4 was really good. I think it's done a good job of kind of leading up to that.
Agreed.
I was surprised because I thought all the episodes would be much more, because it's a little bit older of a show.
Yeah.
And I felt like it would be much more of a
standalone episodes.
Yeah, you know, like where you can just tune in and watch whichever one you want. But there's some, you know, continuity of stuff that's kind of been growing and stuff that I think really adds to it.
Yeah,
because a lot of kid shows do that, right? You can just jump in anywhere and not have to pay attention.
Yeah, lots of times you just have those, and then you'll have the moments of, like, the last two episodes are part one, part two.
Sure.
That's our bigger story that we want to tell, but all these ones are smaller, one-off, kill these villains, fight these guys, whatever.
It's very clearly a kid show, but I think it touches on some dark and mature themes.
Oh, it definitely does. There.
Yeah, remember that one dude from space? Remember that?
Yeah,
that one dude from space.
That racist.
Well, he was. And with that, some of like cyborg stuff.
Yeah,
as well.
Sure. And also some stuff with Raven as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm trying to divorce myself of my dislike of Titans. I think I like Teen Titans more because I dislike Titans.
Yeah, because we saw how it could go wrong.
Well, we had the benchmark of Titans.
And like Titans has everything to work with. Like, it's a mature show. They can tell whatever stories they want, however they want to tell them, I feel like, for the most part. It seemed to have a pretty big budget for the show.
Except for that van.
Well, yeah.
That van.
Maybe
you always bring up that van.
Maybe that's
and
exactly
you're
what
you're always
wanted.
Right.
You know what? I guess so.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say about that fucking van. Teen Titans is probably an A for me.
I don't know. Like, I would rank it. It's tough because this is an amalgam of rankings.
Yeah.
Like, I would rank it below Code Geass and ReZero for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would ever put it in C.
Yeah. Are you thinking like a low B?
I mean, I don't even know if it's a low B.
Just a B?
Maybe. I don't know. I love the theme song.
I like the theme song.
I love both of them.
True.
Yeah. I like the theme songs for it. I think that they do some really creative stuff with the art styles. I love some of the shadow stuff they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some really cool, like, ways of moving, like, of just the way they do the arts, doing the fights, doing like those 2D like long hallway kind of shots and stuff. I really love that.
The silhouettes.
Yeah, like those things are so cool when they do that.
They're very cool.
There's been some really good episodes, some stuff that's a little deeper, some stuff that's not so much. There's also some of the, like, there's some episodes where it's like, these don't matter too much. You know what I mean? Like, these ones could just be.
Sure.
Like, if they weren't there, I wouldn't miss anything. But they're fun to have in there.
Mm-hmm.
I would put it at an A. I don't think it reaches an S tier for me or anything, mm-hmm. but I think it's above average of what I was expecting for sure.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot more fun watching it than I thought I would.
I think if it continues to trend better, I think it could go higher for me. But I think it is a B right now for me.
I will also say B, and I'm really interested to re-rank next year when we have it all finished. It's like a very high B, I think.
So B, B, A. Did you say A?
I said A as well, yeah.
So either I lose
it's
Smash
so, it's a very fun B.
A very fun B. Did we have a poll for this one? A is what voted. All right. So if we go with that.
So I... Didn't team kill that match?
I do remember the Larry intro.
We won a Smash match, Calvin! Yay! Is that good? We good with
one out of 100.
It's bound to happen once in a while, Rick.
You're right.
Once in a while.
There's times when I kill myself 3 times.
All right. So, moving on. After Teen Titans, our next one up is The Legend of Vox Machina.
Ah.
This one's an interesting one because it was also a, it was made to based off Critical Role's
D&D campaign.
But it also starts off, the first few episodes are a little weird because they're like, they're real quick to tell like a story that happened before their campaign.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's real fast and it's a little different than the rest, but.
And it's interesting to compare this show to other shows because other shows have, how do I say it, full control of their narrative. Whereas Vox Machina is based off of decisions characters were making in a game. So it's interesting to try to compare that. Like,
played by the same people who played this character.
Yeah, exactly, too, which is really cool.
Does have really good voice acting.
You can't say, like, they probably, like, you know, a lot of voice actors like to say they own their character.
Yeah.
I'm the only Batman or I'm the only Goku, but they are literally the only of those characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care much for the show, but I like what the show and Critical Role in general has done for like role playing games.
Yeah,
sure.
Just like gotten it to a bigger, broader audience. Mm-hmm. So I am really appreciative for the show, both shows.
Yep. Yeah. And our final reaction to The Legend of Vox Machina went up today.
Did it?
Ah, convenient.
Perfect timing. No other show has made me want to play tabletop role playing game more.
The Expanse?
No.
I don't play a whole lot of space like role playing stuff. So like that one doesn't hit me the same way.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. Whereas this one, you're seeing druids and you're seeing, you know, paladins and all that stuff.
Because they're not having to make the same decisions for the same reasons as the members of Vox Machina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they're like, okay, what can I do? Now what do I want to do? Not what should I do, what will I do? You know?
Yeah, I feel like the only real negative I have for it, and I think this is just because of the way it was incepted, was it goes from serious to comedy, not with the... I don't think it gels super well.
Gotcha.
Like, and I'm not saying that... And I think that gels well better whenever you have people playing around, you know, a table.
Sure.
But in a narrative, I feel like sometimes I got whiplash hearing Korg, is that his name? What's the half titan guy? Grog.
Yeah, Grog.
Like Grog is, I feel like it's funny in isolation, but sometimes it undercut stuff for me, you know? So for that and we're gonna see more.
The nature of it as well, like the first arc is very separate from the rest.
It is.
Just because that was all they were going to do at first, right? And then it got expanded from there.
I believe that they ran a campaign to do their before story.
Yeah.
And then they got enough that they were like, well, let's do this. And then they did what they did.
I can definitely see fans of the, you know, the tabletop show loving this. Whereas for me, it's either a B or a C right now. And we're going to see more eventually, right? I assume.
I'm
I don't want to get spoilers, so I can't watch the campaign, so I can't
like it more.
Sure. I definitely think that there's some elements where if you've watched it, you might enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Because like I was curious because like I've seen some stuff,
sure,
but not a lot. And then I knew like you guys hadn't seen like anything. I don't know about Calvin or not, if you've watched any Critical Role or anything, but
very, very little.
But the like some of the stuff that I enjoyed a lot was seeing these characters doing things where I'm like, oh, I remember Sam playing this character, mm-hmm, and you know, like, you know, just how it's played and what that character represents. I'm like, ooh, how are they gonna do this character and stuff? And
yeah,
that stuff I felt like was a lot of fun for me for that.
Yeah.
But I think that was also because I had some knowledge of the what it's based on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it plays for everybody having no knowledge of anything. You know?
I mean, I liked how, you know, because I was reading a comment earlier today on the, I think it was the last one. Like, Rick was able to guess this god character that they were talking about, but they aren't legally allowed to use that name. Like, I can't remember what you said it was.
Sure.
But people were like, yep, that's it. That's who it was in the campaign. They just couldn't say anything, you know?
Makes
sense. I like that you're able to, like, recognize that stuff in there despite them not allowing, being able to say it.
Yeah, no, my favorite part of the show, I think, was the action, because you get to see the D&D spells and things,
yeah,
like manifested in animation. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the best animation, but it wasn't the worst animation, yep, either, I don't think.
Sure.
No, for me, like, the humor just didn't really land for me. And I didn't care much for the characters of the story, so didn't really work for me, unfortunately. So I think I put it in a D.
What about you, Calvin?
It's probably a high B or a low A for me. Like I really enjoyed the characters and the comedy. It worked for me. Oh yeah, I just wanted to play D&D myself more.
Yeah,
sure. I mean, I know one of the things we talked about when we were watching was like that was Rick's thing. He's like, I'm watching this. I want to play D&D. I could just be playing D&D.
Sure.
Even though we haven't played
D&D. It detracted from
his
experience.
Or I could be watching a show on other D&D campaigns, you know.
I mean, I suppose, but they're not going to be like this show, you know.
Sure.
It's going to be, I guess you mean more like watching Critical Role itself rather than a show.
Well, no,
about it.
More like, you know, maybe seeing like nostalgic adventures or something might be kind of cool. Like a Ravenloft or something like that.
Gotcha.
Whereas this, like, it seems like they played Ravenloft, maybe, or had a campaign sort of similar to that, but, like, seeing more of the actual stuff that's ingrained in core D&D might have been fun.
Hmm.
I think right now I'm at a C or a B. No, I'm at a C. And that is with anticipation of watching these characters, which I know there's a lot of material for them.
Sure. They've been doing it for a
while.
That's
with anticipation of like wanting to see more and knowing that this is just scratching the surface of what ultimately was people having fun together, you know?
Yeah. Sure. Story. No, I think for me, I think I enjoyed it more than an average show.
Yeah.
But I think more people enjoy it having watched Critical Role and seeing these characters come to life into a TV show.
Yeah.
Rather than it just being the voice actors, which I mean, the voice actors do a good job bringing these characters to life.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They talk and do these voices and, you know, Matt Mercer does such an amazing job, but I'm glad they got other people to
do
voices.
All the side characters.
I'm glad they got other people to do the voices instead of just Matt Mercer doing everything.
Yeah.
No, I would say that it is a B for me. And I'm excited to see more storyline and stuff of what's going on and where they go. And maybe the story bits and stuff. Like, I could see the first one that's setting everything up and whatnot could be a little bit more generic. You know, Rick? Like, story beats and stuff. A lot of times you need something a little bit simpler. Getting people involved, getting them to understand what's going on.
Sure.
And then you build off into like, well, here's what they've done. Let me twist these into more stories down the way.
Yeah.
And I could see future seasons that they mess with and doing things really just be very different and feel much more different than just kind of that generic feeling that you got from the story.
It could.
You know?
And if they have more time to work on it, like Eric was saying, the gelling between the comedy and the seriousness might work better,
yeah,
sure,
as it goes on.
I understand that. So I would say probably a B for me. So we have a B for me. Rick, where'd you put it?
D.
You said D. Calvin, you said a.
I said a C. So A, B, C, D.
How we average at?
I don't know.
What did chat say?
What did chat say?
It puts it in a C, B point.
Yeah.
And chat said 44% said B.
Okay.
So should we put it like low B?
Yeah. Low B is okay.
And have chat help us with that? Or I don't know how we even do like a smash fight for this because we're not even tied, you know?
Well, I mean, I can go get a trophy that says...
Rick, that was a farce.
No, he's right.
I mean, it needs to be in the high B or high C, low B in the area. Like, I don't know where the average works with that. Unless we give everything a number and then average the number and give a percentage. And then we have it. That's too much
work. Or we put B or C on another poll and chat picks B or C.
But I mean, they
44% was B, so
they
you're,
said sure,
yeah.
B.
Yeah. I mean, I'm between D and E if that changes anything.
Between D and E?
Jeez, Rick.
All right. I don't know.
Well, just put it in B then.
Or just put it in C. I don't know. Either one, I guess.
But I'm not going to tank it just to make it lower. So I will stick with D.
All right. What do you think? B or C, Calvin?
I would lean B.
B?
But
I would lean B, but I also voted higher. Would you vote B or C, Eric?
C.
Rick, if you so would you say C then?
C's my original.
If I had the choice between the two, yeah. Sure. All right.
I don't know. Chat said B for the most part, but we can put in C. I would lose the Smash match probably. I already won the last one with Calvin, so put in C, I guess. Does that work? If 44% said B, that means, what, 56% said something else. Though some of those might have said A.
Some of them probably did say A and S.
You know? Let's see. I mean, like 63% said above C.
Yeah. So as the scale is weighted with A, B, C, and D.
I'll say put B.
Yeah. Put it above B.
I'm fine with it.
I know this is higher from Rick's first point of view, but
I got a man. B's too much. We need to take things out of B.
Only if we move Promised Neverland back up, then I'm okay with it.
You are the one that said to move it down.
We'll have an opportunity at the end here to look back and see what we want to change.
Graded at a curve, Rick, it would be in a C right now. All right, Vinland Saga.
Fucking curve
is the
Vinland.
Next one. The Vinland Saga.
Man.
Vinland Saga is an interesting one because I felt like when we got to the end of it, it felt like, I think this is the show everybody's talking about.
I'm
at the end, you know? Not necessarily the whole show.
Like, I'm more excited about watching future Vinland Saga than I am about what the Vinland Saga I have watched.
Sure.
Definitely. Yeah, I don't know. This one, it's got some good stuff. It's got some very like different dub performances, I feel like, than a lot of anime.
Sure. I'm welcome.
I still quite like it. Yeah. I especially like Ashlod.
Yeah. When we were done, I went back and I looked at some scenes with the other dub and some original sub. It doesn't really change my enjoyment of the show, honestly. But
it's mainly the audio mixing that
it is,
and felt a little weird for me.
Yeah, I get you. But I think for me, it's just I liked all the characters except for the main character that didn't have much of a character.
Sure.
But that feels on purpose. That feels like this character cannot develop yet.
Yeah.
You know, which is frustrating to watch as you're watching week to week.
Yeah.
But you know that's going to feel so good when you're four seasons in, you know?
Sure.
So, but all the characters around them, especially Ashlod. Fantastic.
It's got some good fights.
Yeah.
Great music. A lot of people like compared it to Berserk for me, which did it no favors.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't remember that.
They compared it to Berserk?
Yeah, like when it came out originally, people were messaging me all the time. It's like, oh man, you like Berserk, you really need to check out this show.
But they could be thinking about the manga or something like that, I suppose.
Maybe.
Because when I think about Berserk, I don't think about the show anymore.
So I definitely had pretty high expectations going in. Yeah. And it did not meet those expectations. But it was by no means terrible. It's really the main character that drags it down.
But Thorkell can lift it so high.
Way over everyone's head.
For me, Thorkell and Ashlog is what kind of made that show.
I like Thors too. We didn't get much of him, but I like Thors.
Sure, yeah.
I liked his presence and what he did for the whole show.
Yeah.
I do appreciate there's a lot of anime craziness, but there's a lot of historical accuracies
sure.
in it as well, which is really cool
to see. They
would
do that, and then they were just running across the field holding a boat. Which I enjoy that, honestly. I love the duality of what anime does sometimes.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of similar to Fate Stay Night for me. And like, I like a lot of the surrounding show. I just don't like the main character.
Yeah. I have a huge feeling like I will.
Me too.
So I feel like I want to put it lower with the expectation of raising it up next year or the year after. Who knows when new.
Like, I'm not sure if Demon Slayer will ever win me over, but I think Vinland Saga might.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
I kind of hope Vinland Saga, I really enjoy, and it fixes some thoughts of Viking stuff for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get you.
I was already kind of like, I don't know. Like, okay, some Viking stuff. Let's see what happens here. And, like,
yeah.
There's some stuff that's okay. And there's some other stuff that I'm like, I really like this. And there's a few parts I'm like,
sure.
I want to do something else with this one. I don't know. But Vinland Saga, for me, I think there are some real fights. I think there's some stuff that I like some characters individually. But I think a lot of the other parts of the show are, like, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything that's, like, bad. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, there's not, like, the music I think is pretty good. Like, the animation I thought was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, voice acting-wise, like, that's where we got the holy shit.
That's true.
Holy shit!
Holy
shit!
Great.
You know, yeah. I loved it.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. It was so much fun that I have a lot of stuff, so... I think for me, I would right now just put it in C.
I think it lives in C for me as well.
I only say C because when that final episode was called End of Prologue. The title of the episode.
And
that makes me like, it makes me go,
Prologues aren't always like the best parts, you know? Like in a book, like you get like two pages and like there's
a
prologue,
it means
here's
that
the story.
It means we literally haven't gotten started. So I think that I'm going to see just because, like, there's some singular moments, but there's also episodes that I went the entire episode being like, okay, that was good, you know? Like, I love the turnaround when we get to, why am I blanking on the name of the prince right now? Canute.
Canute.
Like, there's moments of Canute where I'm like, what's going on with this guy? And then, when we get it, I'm like, oh, interesting. And then the other things where I'm like, I'm a little confused, but then it doesn't matter if I'm confused. It's about the character consistency. There's all that stuff in there that I think will build to something greater than C. But right now, for me, it's a C.
Yeah, like I think it will grow.
Yeah.
If more seasons come.
Sure.
I thought I was gonna be an outlier.
No, I mean.
Well, now I feel like an asshole.
No, I mean, it should be. I am the best at saying what I think.
I
want to
know why
Calvin
feels like an asshole.
Because he gives it an F.
Because I say it's an A.
Oh,
you guys think it sucked, apparently.
Damn.
No.
No, I think it is.
C doesn't suck.
C, okay, here's the thing, too. I want to say this. People go like, oh, my God, a C?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. C is not bad. Mm-hmm. C puts you kind of in an average state.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not, like, the best TV show I've ever watched.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. F, E, those are bad shows.
Yeah.
D are slightly below average. C is just a solid... For me right now, average show where it's like, if it comes back on, I would watch more.
See, it's got good, it's got bad, it balances out.
If you're getting in the D, E's, and F, those are getting in the shows where it's like, I may not or probably won't watch those on a new episode, new season or whatever, you know? Everyone thinks C is terrible. It's like when you get to ratings of games and you're like, we rate this one a 6.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, that's just slightly above average. But usually if it's below 7, it's awful. And that's how people rank things. And it's a weird way, in my mind, to rank stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think C's bad. C for
me
is like...
I don't mean that like C is bad. I just mean that I enjoyed it so much more than you guys then.
Which is good. It's good if you enjoy
it. I was there when you were enjoying it.
Yeah. Holy shit, Thorkel, there's some great fights. There's some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
If it comes back, I would watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that it wins me over to where I'm like, you know what? I like this more than I liked Clone Wars, you know, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, I love shows. And I love to love shows more than other shows, but they got to get me there first.
Sure.
And I didn't get there. It may be that I'm tainted by Vikings, but...
I mean, if everybody said A...
If this is the Teen Titans to Vikings, then Vikings should push it up.
Vikings had better moments than the best moments of Vinland Saga so far for me. Like, Vinland Saga has Ocelot in terms of, like, S-tier character.
Yeah.
You know? But there's other things in there where I'm like, I think it's okay. But it's nothing. It wasn't, like, anything that blew me out of the water. And I'm really good at showing when things blow me out of the water.
I don't know. I just watched the throne room when he's getting his gift.
Sure.
You guys all seemed like you were way into it.
That is tremendous, but that is
Resent the fact that someone would say that me putting something in C doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, that's like 5% of the show.
I love Chuck, but Chuck's an easy C for me, you know? Sure. I love everything that's in C right now. But, like, I'm not, you know, that doesn't mean that I hate a thing.
Sure.
If I hate it, it's an F.
Sure, yeah. And I never said you hated it.
Yeah.
I think also some stuff in C, like you saying it's an A or saying you enjoyed it a lot, it doesn't make you an asshole.
Yeah.
It means you enjoyed it much more and you think highly of it, as opposed to like, I think it's a fun, serviceable show and there's stuff I like and there's stuff I don't like. That's kind of like, you know, like Flash for me. There's some seasons of Flash that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And some seasons that I don't enjoy as much. And that brings it down. If I didn't have those seasons, Flash would probably be higher for me, you know?
Yeah.
Vinland right now, I think like there's episodes and some characters I really like. And there's some story beats and some characters that I'm like, I didn't enjoy that as much. Or this makes me very upset, and now I don't like that, you know? But I think it balances out for me at a C.
Yeah, like I can't remember exactly which episode is what, but I feel like if the show was just the last 6 episodes, it would rank much higher for me.
Sure, yeah.
I think the last of Vinland was really, really good. I think the beginning I liked and the end I liked and the middle lulled more for me.
Sure.
Does that make
I mean,
sense?
If I was ranking just the first season of Black Sails, it would probably be a B or a C.
Yeah.
Black Sails is an S. But for me, right now, this is a good start.
Sure. Yeah. This is like, hey, look, I like this. I want to see more. And then it's going to either increase for me or decrease, depending on what it does.
Definitely, yeah.
So, like, I enjoyed Heroes. I did not enjoy Heroes Reborn, the final season that they had of Heroes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
The first season, I probably would have it an A.
Mm-hmm.
But the longer it went on, and the writer's strike didn't help it, lots of problems.
Yeah.
Which, some of the stuff they can help, some of the stuff they couldn't help, you know?
So, Calvin putting it at an A, and that's a C, does that, it ends up in B then, right?
Well,
I would
think
say.
It's weighted high C.
I mean, I'm a high C. If you guys all said A, I would be like, yeah, fucking put it in B then. Easy. C was just my honest one.
Sure. C is where, like, for me, that's where I would put it on my own personal thing, mm-hmm. probably, you know? But with 3 C's and an A, if this was Rick and it was reversed and it was like 3 A's and his C or D.
Sure, I get you.
We would probably, I don't know, maybe kind of counter it a little bit. We've done it before where it's dropped a letter grade because.
Yeah.
I mean, I can put it into B so that we kind of counter a little bit of like, here's what our thoughts are versus everyone.
I mean, I definitely need to do a rewatch. I mean, I've rewatched a bunch of parts of it, especially because it was the one that a lot of people had said, like, please check out some of the other versions and stuff. And I did just for the sake of, like, am I not enjoying it because of that? And I truly don't think I was. I think a lot of people have very strong opinions about that kind of thing, but I think I can be pretty objective when it comes to alternate casts for different roles and trying not to let that affect me too much. But honestly, like, Ocelot, so good, that voice actor. Like, I might go up a letter grade just for him, for that actor.
But my vote's at C. If Rick's at C, if you're at A, and if you're at C, I don't know what chat said.
Yeah.
Chat said.
What percentage?
Chat said S at 42% and A at 32%.
Yeah.
So CD is at 1%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, majority of them have.
Well, that's because we didn't give them E and F as an option.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we gave them E and F together.
Oh, okay. You just didn't say it.
So yeah. E and F was at 6% for the two of those.
Gotcha.
So C and D was at 1. So most people have it above an average.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. Rick, what do you think, given that we have an A? What do you think we should do?
I don't know. Like,
I'm trying to think, what have we done in the past when we had this? Usually I feel
you
like...
You guys said, smash,
well,
we win. That's what happened in the past.
Well, I mean, what do we do for One Punch Man? Because I'm the only one that ranked that differently, right?
Where's
I mean,
One
you
Punch
took it
Man?
Down a whole letter grade.
Yeah.
For us, I think we all had an A.
But it was also in D for that, I think.
You were in D. You were two letter grades down, right?
I think so.
It's like we all said A. You said D, so it brought it down.
Yeah.
Actually, you were three letter grades down. I don't know. Calvin, you didn't pick S? I might have to go C.
Do you want me to?
Do you think it deserves an S?
I think where it opened up the show, like, I don't know what direction they're taking, but I'm going to like it.
I mean, I hope I like it too, but for the Vinland Saga, no one talked about the place.
I mean, I have to, for me, like, I have to reserve
what?
S.
People talk about it all the time.
I love no one's going there.
What are you? Everyone's going there. What are you talking about?
There's another conversation happening. You can't interrupt in the middle. But we can come back to that.
Yeah.
There's just a whole lot of not going to Vinland.
I'm a hard C, my dude.
I assume they get to Vinland at some point. But we weren't there yet. So for a prologue, it's interesting. And I'm intrigued. And I would like to see more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess since the majority and it's only a one letter difference, I guess it's two letters. Put it at the very top of C. How about that? We'll put it in the Berserk spot.
In the Berserk spot?
Yeah.
Is it on the top of C?
No, but just...
He's saying move everything else out of the way in C tier and move it to the top left. Because that's
don't try
higher.
To church it up. I've done that.
I will say I was kind of surprised because like lots of times my anime thoughts are a little lower and Rick's are higher.
Yeah.
And then when I was like C and Rick's like C, I was like, whoa, we're at the same page on this one.
Sure.
Which doesn't happen too often. But no, I mean I think this one had I think it's a solid start. I don't think it blew me away or anything yet, you know?
Yep.
And I love to get blown away.
I know.
Boom.
But no, I mean, you get what I meant about the Vinland thing. I know they talk about it a lot.
Yeah,
get you.
But I think that's the idea of the show, right? Is that that's where we're going, and with this being a prologue, it's setting up with what we're going to be doing. But I think it's set up now. But sometimes watching the setup isn't as much fun as the event.
It's true.
So, all right. I think we're going with C then.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Calvin.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. I think if you do the math, if you have three C's and an A.
We'll all release our
results. I think
it's why everyone
C.
loves tier lists.
No. And every show on here is going to be probably someone's favorite show.
Single show.
Maybe
will
not
be
in humans, but someone's favorite show is on this list, you know?
I mean, if I watch Inhumans, it might be mine.
Sure, you know, really you're right. You might.
You might ruin it for us by putting it. No, keep it.
I hope that some of the shows that are coming back and stuff, like that's why I like the idea of revisiting this stuff too, where we can be like, where does this fit?
Sure.
Or this and that.
Yeah.
You know?
I hope there's more Vinland Saga.
I hope we get to like the next time we see it and then we rank stuff, we're like, we had that at C. Yeah, I'd hope that's the changes.
Dude, that's a crazy moment, right?
Yeah.
You know what's worse though is when you're like, we had that at S. Yeah. It's like, what were you thinking?
Sure.
No. But I don't think anything we have in S tier is things where I'm like, well, I don't know those shows.
Yeah.
Like three shows there. All right, guys. So I think that's it.
Vinland Saga is the last?
I think that's the last one.
We went out on a big one.
We did.
We did.
Like the I don't know. I feel like that might have been the most controversial one that we had just between us.
Definitely today.
Yeah.
Certainly. At least today, for sure.
I was going to say.
There's probably other ones with Rick that we've had where it's like, Rick, what? And you're like, I hated it. I'm like, why?
Code Geass for Rick. When I said what I said.
Well,
that was his most controversial.
To be fair, that was a miscommunication.
Yeah. Definitely. So. Yeah. No, I can't wait for season two to come out. We can have more discussions.
Sure. Definitely. And there's going to be a lot more sequels and, you know, seasons and shows and stuff that we're going to be covering and everything, too, over the time. And, yeah. Lots of stuff that we have to react to.
So now that we're at the end of the list, or like going through that, are there any that you think like I need to revisit this?
Man,
that's not Vinland. We just visited it.
Are there any shows that we need to revisit?
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I'm not winning the Berserk game.
Sure.
I'm probably...
Let's see.
Man, we did watch another episode of Dr. Stone. I was like, maybe we need to revisit Dr. Stone.
I agree, but I feel like it's not going to change.
We also watched another episode of Demon Slayer. And both Eric and I said we should revisit that. And it hasn't moved.
No, the most recent Demon Slayer?
No, I think we got that episode of Demon Slayer in last time. And in the last one that we watched, I thought it was good, but it wasn't as like game changing for me.
I probably would move a lot of things around, but that's because of my bell curve thought process, you know? Where I feel like S and F should have like the least amount. They should be like the best of the best.
Yeah.
And then like everything else kind of like fluctuates a little bit more. I might actually go back through and like do my own in the future and post it maybe on Twitter of like I might give like A plus, A minuses to really help differentiate some of the stuff maybe. I don't know. But like there's nothing that I'm looking at necessarily that I'm like, oh shit, why is that there?
I think there's only two shows I would move more than one tier.
More than one tier?
Three shows. And they're all in B tier.
And you would take them up or down?
Down.
Three shows in B that you would take down?
Yep.
Well, I know you had One Punch Man.
One Punch, Demon Slayer, and Vox.
You take them down more than one tier?
Yep.
Jeez. See, Vox, I feel like, is just a show that's... I don't think there's anything bad about it. If anything, the description you gave is that it was average.
It was, but like... Like we were saying before about Vinland Saga and Average. Like, Average, you want to watch again. Like,
you don't want to watch Vox again?
No, I don't want to watch any more Vox. Really.
Any more?
All right. So it was Vox, One Punch, and what was the other one?
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer.
You think they're too high?
So all those would be in D?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
One Punch Man would probably be an E for me, to be honest.
Yeah. I would say... I can't believe that. I would say... Yeah, Rick, you're solely responsible for, like, three in the S tier, so I'm just going to discount.
Yeah.
Those three.
I'm just going to discount fully.
I discount those three because you're three S tier. I mean, that's true. That's the one thing. I don't know anything about... Fruits Basket,
yeah.
Haikyuu. I mean, I know little bits, but not like the show itself.
Sure.
Or Ghost in the Shell, where I can be like, I think they deserve that or don't deserve it or anything, you know? I think most shows in A, honestly, there's a couple in A where I'm like, those don't go there.
Yeah.
Like Berserk for me, like Rick would have it in S tier.
Sure.
But I don't think it deserves that. I think it's okay. I think it's fun, but I don't, there's elements, I feel it's age much more, you know? Like it's just, I don't know. I guess that's the one for me that I would knock down more. But everything else is pretty good, I think, for me. Calvin, what about you?
I was looking through.
Besides Vinland being higher.
I would probably have... I don't know. It's tough. I see a show, and I'm like, I like that one a lot more than the ones that are around it. And then I look up to what it would be among, and I would be like, I don't know if it quite gets there.
It's tough, because like...
Maybe Jujutsu Kaisen up to S for me. I think I ranked it S before.
Jujutsu Kaisen's very good. Like, it's tough because there's so many... Like, there's so much of Ruby that I love, but there's some I don't.
Yeah.
Like, if I could split some of these... shows into parts.
Yeah.
There would be parts of these shows that would be an S.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me sad that they're not higher, but
yeah,
it is the way it is.
No. And here in the next year, we can come back and revisit this and place some things in different spots, and then we have everything in the to-be-determined category still that we need to see more of before we can make any kind of suggestion.
Absolutely,
thing.
And I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, I'm excited for all those.
And there's going to be a lot more next year, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably at least 15 more shows.
Yeah. There's new shows or there's new seasons that we can add on to, like, what do we think? Does this change the ranking of this or that?
And yep.
There'll be a lot of stuff to fluctuate and move around. But, yeah, it's already after 5 now. Does anyone have anything else that they want to add in or toss into this?
Do you want me to burn through these bits and donations? There's not that many of them.
Sure. We can go through that
do
real
it.
Quick.
All right. Verices, 14 months. That's a lot of months. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Odeth, resubscribe for 4 months. Thank you.
Odeth.
Thank you.
Tattoo Mo, 34 months at tier 2. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Danger Zone, 16 months. Thank you.
Danger Zone.
Sugar Ray, 3 months. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Richie Nick, 2 months. Thank you.
Thank you.
I probably did butcher your name and I apologize, but thank you. Dip, 100 bits. Congrats on the wedding, Eric. Now that Legends is finished, does ranking it change for either of you guys?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Maybe next year.
Okay. Hilding, 55 bits. Weekly loving.
Weekly loving.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Free, 100 bits. Congrats to Eric from me and my gal. May the force be with you.
Thank you.
Mr. Stealthy Ninja. Well. Sorry. What?
I said, and with you as well.
Yes. Mr. Stealthy Ninja, 17 months. Congrats to Eric and Jancy. What day do you guys record mailbag? Mine was delivered Saturday. Wishing the best for vacations.
Next one we won't be hitting up until after vacations, actually. So we've already filmed things beforehand for it.
Veronica, 5 bits for the newlyweds.
Thank you.
Mr. Free, 4 months. Thank you. James X Game, 7 months, L tier.
L tier?
Yeah.
Wait, that's that assassin guy, right?
L-tier.
Altair. Yeah.
Mukulele, 17 months. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pete Kachu, 16 months. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adal Garrison, 8 months. Congrats again on the marriage, Eric.
Thank you.
Excited to also see what this poll does on Twitch right now.
Ooh. Rogue ML, 6 months. Congrats, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rogue.
Thank you.
Cyrus, 14 months. Thank you very much. Miss Karen Sita, 17 months.
Thank you.
C. Jarvis, gifted 5 subs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Subs.
Thank you.
Thank you. Seamus, subscribe for the first time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Seamus.
Welcome.
Miss Timmy Fantastico, 30 months.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Martian Army, 9 months. Blind Wave Baby, also congrats to Eric and Jancy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Blind Wave Baby.
And finally, what about Second Breakfast gifted a sub?
Oh.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Also, I love your breakfast.
The poll just ended, which was, would you like to see a movie tier listing? And 91%, 152 people said yes, please.
91.
And 15 people said no, don't.
So 15 people didn't want it.
Shame them.
No.
Don't shame.
We welcome everyone's opinions here.
Also, if I do post this on Twitter for like what my tier list is, I'd be interested in seeing what other people's tier listings are for some of the shows. So,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys have your own, I do know that there's a link in Discord where people put together a tier listing that you can do of like all these shows. So maybe check that out and maybe share it.
Where can
Twitter.
They follow each of us?
Follow each of us?
Yeah, what's your handle?
I think mine's ATopGun007.
I'm Archmaster7.
At Eric Whiteley.
At Detective Calvin.
Yeah, so you can always tag us there and let us know what your guys' tier listing is. I'm always interested to see what people like and what people don't like and stuff, too. So, all right, anything else, guys?
That'll be it.
I think that's all, guys. We'll be back tomorrow for one more stream before our break. So make sure you guys join us tomorrow for our Pokemon randomizer race. And follow here for Badonkagonk Podcast.
Yeah.
That's all.
Badonkagonk.
Goodbye.